They were reproductions, all of the casement windows in the hotel rooms on the third floor and all of the casement windows in the hotel rooms on the second floor all had art glass. Anderson Window donated all of the art glass panels for those. I mean, they were all reproductions. And then they also produced the new casement windows. They have a custom window manufacturer that they own, and they produced exact replicas of the original windows. So they did make a very generous contribution. So we've been very, very pleased with that.
Well, and to have them look like they should look, too, that's really exciting. Well, you mentioned that Frank Lloyd Wright went in and out of public opinion. He had a checkered past, and people in Mason City said, don't come back, all sorts of things like that. But why is he so well respected or thought of in the architectural world?
I think the thing about Frank Lloyd Wright that is most interesting and probably is the reason why he's so greatly thought of is that he came back every time. Some of them were just outright disasters, and every time he fell out of favor, he managed to come back stronger. He reinvented himself and his work so that by the time he died, his work had taken on an incredible range of periods, I guess. You know, he had his early period, the Prairie School period, he had his California houses, and then he moved into the Usonian period by the mid-50s, and the body of work itself is so enormous, and it has influenced other designers over the years. So he was an expert at marketing himself. We could all learn something from that, I think, and that's really why he's endured.